Hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump back in court this morning in New York, and the first order of business is a hearing on his alleged multiple violations of a gag order imposed by the presiding judge at his criminal trial. Mr. Trump insisting the whole thing is a charade. He says it's aimed at keeping him off the campaign trail.
I should be in Florida now. I should be in a lot of different places right now campaigning, and I'm sitting here. And this will go on for a long time. It's very unfair what's going on.
Now, prosecutors claim Mr. Trump illegally tried to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. The defense says that trying to win an election is called democracy and is not a crime. Now it's New York University witnessing big anti-Israel protests. Numerous demonstrators arrested last night. Demonstrations at Columbia University igniting controversy over the police presence on the campus. The NYPD's Michael Gerber says that although the campus is private property, officers will respond.
If there's a crime in progress, if someone's in danger, as with any private property, we're going to go in.
Protests elsewhere, including at the University of Michigan, at Yale, UC Berkeley, UNC, and MIT. The city of Baltimore filing suit against the owner and manager of the container ship that brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge, seeking to have the two companies held fully liable for the deadly bridge collapse. Judge in Arizona declaring a mistrial in the case of rancher George Allen Kelly. He's accused of the 2023 fatal shooting of a Mexican national on his property near the U.S.-Mexico border. Primary day in Pennsylvania, helping to set the lineup for a high-stakes U.S. Senate race between Democrat incumbent Bob Casey and Republican challenger David McCormick. Contest will help decide control of the U.S. Senate next year. Watching Wall Street, the Dow's up 168 points, NASDAQ ahead 147. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-275-3490. That's 800.
This KMZQ News Flash, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Well, it's been a long time coming, but ground finally broken yesterday on Brightline West, Las Vegas to Southern California high-speed train project. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was on hand, along with Brightline founder Wes Edens, Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo, and state and federal officials from Nevada as well as California. That 218-mile rail line will be built in the median of the I-15 with plans to have the system online operating in time for the 2028 Olympic Games in Los Angeles. Now, plans call for stations in Las Vegas, the Victor Valley, Hesperia, Rancho Cucamonga in the Golden State. The Las Vegas station to be built on 110 acres of land along Las Vegas Boulevard near Blue Diamond, taking up about 20 of those acres. The rest to be filled with commercial development. The project expected to cost upwards of $12 billion. Local Culinary Local 226, that is, the members there at Sunset Station, they want out, saying they've decided to remove the union as their representative. Casino officials say a majority of culinary employees at the Henderson property signed an employee-led petition to decertify the union. Culinary officials say they plan to file an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board. Station Casinos and the Culinary Union have a long, contentious relationship. They've been trying the union to unionize station properties for years with mixed results. Metro's DUI detail had a busy Saturday. The department conducting a DUI blitz in the northwest part of the valley. They issued 71 citations, made 14 DUI arrests. On Sunday, the nonprofit group Stop DUI, they held their annual Heroes in Handcuffs ceremony. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website, 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo!
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Still clearing up an accident at the Spaghetti Bowl. It's actually just before it on I-15 northbound between Charleston and 95. Left side of the freeway is still blocked off there. You have an emerge to the middle and right lanes to get by this quicker. 15 northbound again after Charleston off to the left. No such problems to report on 215. Though in the northwest on the Beltway, road hazard, rocks in the road on 215 southbound between Lone Mountain and Far Hills. That's quite a stretch of roads to have that kind of debris there. Two right lanes are not blocked, but have rocks in them on 215 southbound all the way down toward Far Hills. Still have the rollover accident on the east side on Flamingo eastbound between 95 and Boulder Highway. That's a Flamingo and Mountain Vista. Going to be a few degrees cooler today. Probably won't feel it. Going to hit 90 this afternoon with winds gusting up around 25 miles per hour. Still 70 degrees though right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce it right. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots? In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is incredible. Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Everything you need to know to start your day. Always good to have her with us. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. I've been dying to ask you all week about your thoughts on what's going on in New York City. I know it's out of state, but I know you must have an opinion on what's going on. Donald J. Trump and the hush money trial that is going on right now. In fact, they're having, believe it or not, they're having a hearing to determine if Trump violated the gag order. Might they throw him in jail?
Oh, they could. This trial should have never come to light of day anyway. So they can really do anything they want in this new banana republic that we're living in when it comes down to the lack of justice in this country and the fact that we do have a politicized justice system. I've been reading Jonathan Turley. I've been looking at Byron York. I've been looking at other lawyers that are actually even keel and I would say somewhat lean left, but certainly not as far left as Stalin, which the Democrat Party seems to be heading towards like a freight train. And they said this whole thing is a joke. And the reason it's a joke is that what he is being charged with was not a felony until Alvin Bragg, the prosecuting attorney, needed to charge him with something in order to derail his presidential run. So Alvin Bragg specifically took what used to be a felony, then was reduced to a misdemeanor. Then Alvin Bragg came back in and says, you know what, though? I can't charge Trump with a misdemeanor. I really need to throw a wrench into his whole reelection campaign. So I'm going to make it a felony again, and then I'm going to charge him. So here we are.
Explain this to me, though. How can they charge him with a felony when there's in fact, Jonathan Turley, I think, said yesterday that jurors are going to be confused. There's no crime here.
Correct. There is no crime. So the jurors, however, I think the last thing I would want at this point in this country is a jury by the trial of my peers. A trial by the jury of my peers. That is the last thing I want. Because especially when you look at the high school graduation data, where most of the high school graduates, even though there's like a 90% graduation rate, 70% of them are illiterate. These aren't my peers. The last thing I would want is a jury in New York City who has voted for the destructive Democratic Party for the last, 50, 60 years, 70 years. And look at what their votes have gotten them. Massive amounts of crime, massive amounts of illegal immigrants camping on their sidewalks, taking over their schools, taking over their community centers, taking over hotels, taking over New York completely. That's what Democrat policies get you. So the last place I think I would get a fair trial, specifically by the jury of my peers, is New York City. But this is how the Democrats roll. This is why they are filing these basically not only ethically bankrupt, morally bankrupt, and not even sound lawsuits against the president in deep blue jurisdictions, whether that be Fulton County in Atlanta or New York City, et cetera. So, how can they do this? Because they can. That's how they can do this.
I want to ask you, we've got unrest on our college campuses. It's not just Columbia. It's Yale. NYC. It's spreading all over the country. Where are all these people? Where are all these protesters coming from?
White, liberal, wealthy families. That's where they're coming from. These are the radicalized Karens and Kens that have taken over the college campuses, and this is what they've learned. This is what they've learned from their Democratic professors and their Democratic teachers and the institution of the Ivy League education. They've radicalized this youth, so now they're going to have to deal with it, and I guess we are too. But the common denominator amongst all of these Hamas sympathizers and terrorists that they are either, one, extraordinarily wealthy and white privileged. I think I can use white privilege in this case. And two, they are imported terrorists in the name of diversity, equity, inclusion, which I like to call DIE. And so this is what the Democrats have brought. It's like watching their own eat them. And they don't know what to do. Oh, geez, what happened? Well, what happened is you indoctrinated them. That's what happened. What happened is that there has been this anti-Israeli sentiment permeating throughout the Ivy League institutions, which are primarily funded by very wealthy Jewish alumni, which now Robert Kraft, for example, he's pulled all of his money out of Columbia, and there's going to be a wave of people, as we've seen before at Harvard, pull their money out of these higher institutes of learning as they like to reminisce and perhaps go back to the time of the SS in Germany.
So how do we get the genie back in the bottle? That to me is the challenge. Once these people are out there with their anti-Semitic rhetoric, how do we get the genie back in the bottle?
I find this very strange that this isn't hate speech, because we're always told that, I'm committing hate speech if I talk about liberty, if I talk about capitalism, If I talk about, you know, maybe if I call someone a communist or a socialist, you know, anything to do with the fundamental freedoms of this country somehow have evolved, devolved rather, into hate speech. But asking for the Jews to be gassed, asking for the Jews to go back to Poland or their homeland, is not hate speech. So, you know, they're the ones that created this monster. Like I said, they're going to have to deal with the monster. How do you put the genie back in the bottle? Well, got a few ideas, but one of them is you defund the university campuses. And that comes through federal funding and also private funding. You just completely cut them off. You choke the beast. Works every time.
So where do these kids go then? Will there be another
Who
crisis?
Cares? I would like to see them actually flown over to Gaza. Let them, if they want to fight for Gaza and something called Palestine, then they can go and fight for Gaza and Palestine over there and see how far their mouths will get them in a country that treats women like chattel and Jews, and they want to exterminate the Jews according to their charter. So let them go fight on the behalf of the freedom fighters as they consider Hamas.
Again,
see how far the girls get.
Again, Megan Barth joining us, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. I check twice a day just to see what's new, and there's always something new on the platform. One of the things was a really good op-ed piece by Tony Grady running for the U.S. Mm-hmm. Senate. Can you talk a little bit about that Senate race and why Jackie Rosen needs to be replaced as our U.S. Senator from Nevada?
Well, number one, she votes with Biden 93% of the time, and that has given us, even after the Inflation Reduction Act, which Bernie Sanders called the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, and the Bernie Sanders, the leading socialist amongst all of them, he basically said it wasn't going to do anything to bring down inflation, and he was right. All the Inflation Reduction Act was a gift to the Democrats in the form of taxpayer money so they could spend on their pet projects. It's certainly, and you know, government spending is never going to reduce inflation. So at least Bernie Sanders knows that much about economics. Other than that, I'm not sure. But she voted for the Inflation Reduction Act. And since the Inflation Reduction Act has passed, inflation in the Silver State has gone from approximately 5% to 21.6% in just, two and a half, three short years.
Wow.
That's what our inflation rate is in Nevada. The Joe Biden and Jackie Rosen want to tell you that inflation is the lowest it's been, I don't know, in years. It's like they want to say it's something like 2.9 or 3%, or maybe it's 4%. I don't know what lie they're telling the American people because I don't listen to them. I read the facts. I don't listen to politicians. And they want to tell you it's whatever percent because they don't include energy costs, housing costs. Basically, all the costs that your biggest expenses every month, they don't include in their numbers when they're lying to you. So when you exclude the most expensive items from your report, you can make the report look as good as you need it to be. And that's exactly what the Democrats in this administration have been doing. They've been lying to the American people about the inflation rate. When you include shelter and you include energy and you include food, which are the top three things that you spend money on each month, Nevadans are spending over $27,000 extra a year than they were spending when Trump was in office. So that's one reason that Jackie Rosen is in trouble, and she should be in trouble. The second reason is that 90% of her money is coming from New York. It's coming from California. It's coming from Massachusetts. It's coming from outside of Nevada. Less than 10%, I think it's 9.2% of Jackie Rosen's total fundraising haul this initial quarter, and even last quarter it was under 10%, but this first quarter of this year, this reporting period, less than 10% of the money she has raised have come from Nevadans. Now, it's probably because Nevadans don't have any extra money to give, because they're giving the federal government, so they can torch it, $27,000 extra a year since Joe Biden was elected than when Trump was in office. So perhaps that's why Nevadans aren't donating to Jackie.
How do you size up the race? Cook Political Report has moved it into the toss-up category. Is she vulnerable? Is she vulnerable to a Republican wave?
It depends on who the nominee is. It depends on who wins the primary, I think. You know, that's really what it comes down to. I think there are some strong contenders. I don't really have a choice yet. But, you know, we will see. I think Tony Grady is a fantastic a person, very, very, you know, nice, good, strong candidate, but he can't raise money, and it's going to take money, especially when Jackie Rosen is raising tens of millions of dollars outside of Nevada. You have outside interests wanting to keep the Senate and Nevada blue. And they will do everything they can, and including she took Soros money. She took money from George Soros and his son, which is basically my headline because I think that's important, especially in the times as we're watching Yale and Harvard and Columbia descend into the SS. And certainly Soros helped the SS and turned over the Jews to the SS and never apologized about it. So his son is just as bad. So she's taken, even though she's Jewish, she's taken money from the likes of Soros, who truly has disdain for his own people, obviously.
I know the New York Times ran a piece, an op-ed piece, the other day, saying that this Senate race might be becoming a two-person race with Captain Sam Brown and Jeff Gunter. What do you know about that? And well, what kind of polling have you seen in this particular race?
It looks like from the polling I've seen, and again, it's very early, so I don't like polls in general. After 2022, and we got our clocks cleaned, and all the polls told us that we were going to have a wave, and we had a trickle. Captain Sam Brown has raised a significant amount of money, and that's what it's going to take. His message is seemingly clear. Dr. Jeffrey Gunter is spending over $3 million between April and the June primary on digital advertising, television, et cetera, type of advertising. And it seems to be working. He's getting more name ID. He's been a little bit more vocal. So we'll see who the voters, you know, want to choose, the GOP voters. You know, I've heard from a lot of GOP voters that don't like Captain Sam Brown, and I've heard from some voters that don't like Jeffrey Gunter. So it's really going to come down to who's going to cast a ballot during the primary election, rather.
I tell my friends, always check thenevadaglobe.com once a day, twice a day, maybe three times a day, because it's always changing. How can folks find you, Megan, and find out what you're up to?
They can go to the web, thenevadaglobe.com, thenevadaglobe.com. They can also follow us on Twitter, at Nevada Globe, Facebook and Instagram, at Nevada Globe.
We will do it again next week. Thanks so much. Have a great rest of your week, Megan.
You too, Kevin. Thanks so much.
There you go. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's Tuesday, April, believe it or not, April 23rd. It is the day when Donald J. Trump is in the midst of a hearing. Did he violate the hush money gag order? Might they throw him in jail? Is it possible they could toss the former president of the United States in the slammer? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This segment of the Long Life Era is powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Marla Leticia is the founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group. We also call her Nanny Bubby on Instagram and Facebook. You too can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com. Starting off with a compliment here. You put out a lot of great fact-finding questions for the community, and members have really taken to it. What was last weekend's question?
What one adventure must you have in the next decade to satisfy your heart? Now, that was worded very carefully because in the long life era, we don't talk about bucket list. We don't talk about, well, if you died tomorrow, because the truth is that we have recognized that when living in your long life era, you could have up to 30 years if you live past 100, and many people are. One of the top things was go to Alaska to view the aurora borealis. That is just like, it's almost like an eclipse itself because it's rare. Even if you go during that time of year to see it, sometimes the cloud cover or whatever is so thick that you don't get to see it when you're there. There was also travel. So a lot of people especially wanted to go to where their heritage was. And one member in particularly, his grandparents were born in Sicily, and he had been scheduled to go right before COVID shut down, and it's not gotten back, and life has been complicated for him. I could tell that he feels like it may not ever happen, and right now the group is rallying to get him to make it happen. And that's the kind of support that we get in the Long Life Era community. So I wish everyone and hope everyone listening will join.
A lot of people embracing the Long Life Mindset, and you can do it at longlifemindset.com.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5, and I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederick4nevada.com, and let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your small business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now, 702-965-2016. That number again, 702-965-2016. They're still in that hearing in New York as to whether Donald J. Trump violated the gag order from the judge. What will she do? Will she fine him $1,000 per incident? maybe $3,000 total? Will they throw him in jail? Will they give him a stern warning? And will it work? We don't know. Coming up.